We've got a lot of Sydney jockeys that are heading to the airports or they're up here riding today, but still a good group down in Sydney. One of those is Jay Ford. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Ben.
Good to talk to you, mate. It opens the door. You know, you can get on some nice chances at this time of the year.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, with a few away and I'm myself not going up much to Brisbane at all, creates a bit more opportunities for a few of the better stables and... Yeah, hopefully we can take advantage of that today.
I was talking to a couple of jockeys during the week that are riding in Sydney, and they're saying just how strong Sydney is for jockeys. How hard is it, Jay, at the moment from you because of the high level of jocks that we've got at the moment?
Oh, look, there's certainly a good depth in Sydney. Certainly has been for the past few years, so it makes it very challenging in that. But, you know, I'm a position I can ride light, which a lot of jockeys can't do. So that gives me one avenue, but I ride for a broad range of trainers. So, when sort of the carnival's on in the other states, obviously my rides do certainly pick up.
And you're obviously very happy with the, you know, your qualities, you know, while it's competitive, the way that you're riding and things like that. Trainers, punters and everyone should not be dropping off Jay Ford. You feel that you're riding still very well.
Yeah, I'm always just out there doing my best and I get plenty of rides. Always the best rides, but I feel I'm giving them their chance. And if I get on something decent, well, we'll make the most of it.
Well, Duff, let's go through them because it's basically every race bar one.
Yeah, it's scratched out of one race there. But before we do, I just listening to Tommy Berry when he got off, what was the horse, Exceedance the other day, the boom horse. He said you rode in the trial and it wasn't sort of obvious in the trial, but you told him it was a pretty good horse. Well, obviously, he gave you a good feel in the trial.
Yeah, certainly. He's very classy. He asked me before Warren what I thought of it. I said it's a very good horse. I said, I'm not sure Warren would suit it, but he's certainly very much above average, and obviously he's come out and done what he's done. But I would suggest, as a three-year-old, he's going to really come into his own.
For sure. You start off with Catwalk in the first. She could be the strongest late here. Looks to be a bit of speed, and she looks, you know, work in progress, but should take benefit from that run at Gosford.
Yeah, certainly. Her inexperience sort of showed the other day. She closed off really well late, but raced very greenly. And the way this race looks to unfold, like you said, she's going to probably come back off the speed a little bit, but she could be the one getting over the top of them late.
Costa's in race two. You rode him last start. He was okay.
He was good. The key to him, he just needs to settle. He needs to relax. He pulled hard the other day off a strong tempo, but still challenged halfway down the straight. And that just took a toll over the last furlong. So if he can just come back and relax a little bit, you know, these are pretty much the same horses that went down the other day. You know, he could certainly be very competitive in this.
Race four, Ombudsman. Not a lot went right for him the other day. He could be competitive here.
Yeah, he had a wide run the other day and stuck on pretty well. He looks like he's building towards a victory, and up to 24 is no problem. He's a winner over the trip. He's pretty good in the conditions, and he's drawn soft, so he's going to get a charmed run. So I'd like to think, you know, he'll be there fighting the finish out.
Yeah, Connemara in race five has trialled well for this first up run.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about her, but like you said, she's trialled very well. Her last trial was quite sharp. She's drawn a soft gate. She's going to get a sweet run in transit. Obviously, there's a few chances in there, but I can't see why she couldn't run well.
Argent Dore in race six, you know him well.
He's going really well, this horse. I think, obviously, 1200 is not usually a trip you see him a lot at, but I think he's certainly looking for it. His last run the other day over 1,000, he certainly could not keep up at all, but was really strong late. Obviously, he'll still get back, but if he can at least get back and just travel a bit more comfortably and not give him as much of a start, like I said, his form, his two runs, his prep have been really good, so I'd expect it to work there.
Okay. Hart Conquered's a good ride in race seven. You go back to November and he beat Deprived by 2.5 lengths on a heavy track.
Yeah, he's got very good work form. Obviously the other day Deprived had his measure, but coming onto a wet track, that's certainly in our guy's favour. He's down in weight. He's drawn wide, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. He's an on-speed runner. He likes to just get in a rhythm and free flow along. So I think the barrier is probably a positive for him. He's in a race where he should be very competitive.
Star of the Seas is a very genuine, tough horse, always gives his all.
Yeah, very super consistent, never runs poorly, very versatile. You can ride him many different ways. I remember last season I won on him. I think I led or sat outside lead on him. So certainly a real good professional racehorse, and in a race where, he looks like he should be up to it in his ears again.
And Primitivo's going well in the last. He's not without a chance.
No, you don't always see the best of him, but he's a very capable galloper. He's drawn well in a race where there looks like there's good tempo, hopefully, and he's certainly won. That's probably over his odds, I thought. I think he can run pretty well here.
You got some guys' hopes all day. It's hard to say what the best couple are on a heavy track, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, probably, on paper, Star of the Seas is probably my standout ride. But even though Deprived in that June Stakes, Hart Conquered, his wet track stats are really good. So I can see him running well as well.
Okay. Good luck, mate. I hope they both run well for you. All of them.
Thank you.